from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Bonjour and good day. It's a Monday, so we have the full episode of the week because this is the one day of the week that most people need motivation to turn that alarm clock off without throwing it against the wall, pull the covers back, and raise yourself out of that pit. Open up those tired little eyeballs and just start to move. On a serious note, it is said that most suicides happen on a Monday morning between 8 and 10 a.m. The idea of going back to work really is too much, especially for those in the high pressure jobs. If things are really that bad and you do need some help, please seek it. We do need to look after each other out there. Now, on a lighter note, so as it is Monday, obviously it's cold and raining outside. Well, it is in the UK, it normally is. I'm sure in other parts of the world it is baking hot, as they say, but over here, it's raining cats and dogs. And not rainbows and unicorns. What a saying. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jags. Every single day of the week, hey, I'm here for you. Today, I thought I'd dust off an old idea, an old feature from the previous episodes before the relaunch. And it's talking about people that didn't quit. We all hear the stories about individuals that didn't give up and have now found themselves fame and fortune in some cases. I've said before that everyone has a story, granted some more interesting than others, but every single person you meet has some sort of story, even that person that annoys you most, whoever that may be. It's the stories about these individuals that can inspire. Knowing that it wasn't straightforward for someone you admire and respect can help you realize that everyone, believe it or not, is actually human. Hang on! We've got this far in, and I've not even mentioned the call to action. LDLcall.com is open for you. Head on over, have a look at the calendar, book your free 30-minute slot. We'll get on the phone and talk about whatever is bothering you. Identify that pain. You might not even know you have any sort of pain. We'll look at developing a brand new habit and putting that habit into practice. And in theory, live at a higher life. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Now, I get it. The idea of coaching isn't for everyone. But believe it or not, some of the most successful people on the planet have experienced some sort of coaching during their lifetime. Fact. Everything discussed is 100%. No, wait. It's 1,000,000% confidential between your good self and I. Book your call and let's have a chat. Right then. Let's start talking about people who didn't quit, the first in the series. How many of these people will inspire you? How many inspire you already? Remember, these were ordinary people like anyone else, but they didn't quit when something got a bit, you know, a little bit difficult for them. Now, let's start. You've heard of Albert Einstein. Well, you really should have by now. He is our first example. Now, despite being considered one of the greatest minds ever be on the planet, he didn't actually speak until he was 4 years old and thought as a failure. Einstein's own father considered his son a failure as he struggled to graduate from university, which left him devastated. After taking up a job as an insurance salesman, he took a job as a patent officer 2 years later. Now, with that as his start, Einstein then went on to bring us the theory of relativity, groundbreaking work in mathematics and physics, which led to a deeper understanding into how the universe works, which helped develop several fundamental core laws governing physics and creating the beginning of the quantum theory. Oh, and don't forget that, Nobel Prize in 1921, which when you look at it, it's not bad for someone who is labelled a failure. Our second person is the Queen Bee herself, Beyoncé Knowles has had showbiz in her life from a very early age. Before Destiny's Child and the solo career, there was Girls' Time. The young all-girl group appeared on Star Search and lost, leaving Beyoncé shattered. Aged just 8 years old when the group was formed, they were together for 7 years and eventually managed by Beyoncé's father, Matthew Knowles, after he quit his job. After 8 years, Girls' Time were a six-member group and renamed Destiny's Child. After several years of difficulty amongst the girls, the group went down to four, including Beyoncé, Kelly Rowland, Latavinia Robertson, and LaToya Luckett. Columbia Records signed the group in 1996, but they had limited success. But trouble was brewing amongst them. Robertson and Luckett left, claiming that Matthew Knowles favoured Beyoncé and Rowland. Both were eventually replaced, and then eventually the group became a trio with Michelle Williams. Beyoncé is now regarded as one of the most powerful women in the industry, and alongside Jay-Z, definitely one of the most powerful couples in the industry itself. Bill Gates is our next person. Born into an upper middle class family, his father, William H. Gates Sr., was a renowned lawyer. Gates' parents originally had the plan of Gates Jr. following the lawyer footsteps, but he had other ideas. At the age of 17, the entrepreneur spirit was taking shape as he formed a company with his childhood friend, Paul Allen, called Traff O'Data. The idea was to analyse and process raw data from traffic counters and present the dataset to traffic engineers. The idea was to build a hardware device that could read traffic data tapes, produce the results without having to do the work manually. On the day of the big reveal, a supervisor from the county of Seattle's traffic department came to see the device and it failed to work. The business failed before it even got started, but it gave Gates an invaluable lesson that he would carry forward with him. In 1973, Gates enrolled into Harvard University after scoring a near-perfect SAT score of 1,590 out of 1,600. However, it was the following year that Gates dropped out of Harvard to start Microsoft with partner Paul Allen. The decision, while contentious at the time, was okayed by his parents after much discussion, and obviously it was the right move. Our third name is Charles Darwin. Born the same year as Abraham Lincoln in 1809, Charles Darwin's life was once considered a major failure by even his own father. Sounds familiar. In fact, it was due to his interest in nature that Darwin ended up neglecting his medical studies at the University of Edinburgh, and in 1827 dropped out and quit school, leading to his father to say, "You care for nothing but shooting, dogs, and rat catching." In a second attempt at school, Darwin enrolled into Christ's College at the University of Cambridge the following winter semester. In 1831, he realised that it wasn't for him either, and he got too distracted. Didn't finish his schooling. Once again, dropped out of college for the second time. In his autobiography, Darwin knew that others, including his father, were displeased in him. At the time, he stated, "I was considered by all my masters and my father a very ordinary boy, rather below the common standard of intellect." In effect, he was summed up as a failure in life, or as an ideal gentleman, which was another phrase used by his father at the time. Of course, things didn't end up that way for Darwin. Today he is considered as one of the most influential scientific minds of our time. His theories on natural selection and evolution have had a major impact on our understanding of species and life here on Earth, along with the progress of biological organisms. So that was the first in the series. Four very different people who, when you think about it, they all encountered different types of difficulty, disappointing parents, people that didn't believe in them, obstacles being thrown in the way, but they all stuck with it. If you want to go and find some other people that didn't give up despite what was thrown at them, have a look online. There are many, many stories. Maybe one will inspire you, and if it does, why not let me know? Maybe your words could then go on to inspire someone else, and then we could get a nice little continual chain of inspiration hugging itself around the world. If you like the episode, you are more than welcome to drop a review on wherever you get your podcasts from, or maybe you listen to YouTube, SoundCloud, or Spotify. Wherever you're listening, thank you for joining me. Any sort of review or rating helps spread the good word, helps other people just like yourself find the podcast. You could be the star of someone else, finding their feet, finding their inspirational motivation. If you have an inspirational or motivational story, why not share it with the rest of the class? You can send over to chris@learnaboutlive.com. I'll have it in a future episode, or maybe you'd like to appear on the show, drop me a line. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget to book your call, and I will see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at learndeveloplive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time. Join the motivation. 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 Motivation.